Information about the State Real Estate Broker Exam. PSI provides a candidate's handbook that contains your exam application. It is available at realestatesehulchicago.com candidate and provides you with specific information regarding your state exam. Please read it carefully. This guide was written to be a streamlined review of the material presented in the classroom. More in-depth information about each subject is contained in the textbook. Allocations of State Real Estate Broker Exam Questions by Chapter. The following table provides the number of questions in the State Real Estate Broker Exam allotted to various chapters in this book. There are two sections on the Illinois State Exam for Real Estate Brokers, National and State. Types of questions in the State Broker Exam. In addition, all items will be classified according to the cognitive level that is expected to be required for the entry-level candidate to appropriately respond to the item. The cognitive level classifications are defined in the following table, which also shows the percentage of items at each level for the broker examination. Each question may contain up to 8 options, and only one best option shall be selected to answer the question. Some options are appropriate, but not the best answer. Select the option that best answers the question in the exam. A best answer reflects the optimal solution or most complete resolution to the scenario presented in the question. Effective learning methods utilizing this book and online resources. Bold type, take notes. Key information is highlighted in bold type. As a key learning tool, write these items down in your personal learning notebook. Underlined bold type, highlight notes. Underlined and bold items are likely to be subjects of questions in the state exam. Highlight these items in your personal learning notebook. Spend time at each chapter, making sure that you understand these concepts. Bold and underlined bold information, say aloud. It is a fact that in addition to seeing the information on your screen, writing down notes, and hearing the material enhances learning and memory. Summary. The more senses you involve in learning, the better you will learn the material, and you will retain it longer. Utilizing 3 senses, visual, oral, and touch, will guarantee that you are maximizing your learning experience. Faithfully following these learning techniques will enable you to pass the Illinois Real Estate Broker Exam. 1. Read the chapter quickly to see what is being covered. 2. Read over the chapter slowly, taking notes and speaking key sentences and phrases out loud so you can hear them. 3. Look up any words you don't understand in the glossary at the back of the book. 4. Reread the sections of the chapter that pertains to any concept or state study point that you cannot remember or that you don't quite understand. 5. Take the chapter quiz at the end of each chapter. 6. Mark the questions down on your notes that you got wrong. You will be studying this material again at the end of the course and taking the sample test to make sure that you get them right at that time. 7. Proceed to the next chapter. Other study tips. Ask friends and family to allow you some space and privacy to study this material. It will take a commitment from you and them to find time and privacy to study. Make a commitment and stick with it. Too many distractions will take you away from the work you need to put in to obtain your goal, a real estate broker's license. In fact, make out a little sign with your goal of completing this course and obtaining your license and mount it within eyesight where you study or someplace where you can see it each day. The sign should read Real Estate Broker's License by July 20th. Or whatever date that might be your goal. Although some teens can study with the TV blasting or listening to loud music, for most people, especially those out of their teens, learning and retention require a quiet space to concentrate on the material to be mastered. You may need to study in a library, the basement, the attic, a coffee shop that is not noisy, or some other quiet and subdued place out of your home. Testing knowledge through questions. Taking in the information, understanding it, and remembering it is only part of what you have to do to prepare for the state real estate exam. You also have to have some experience of how the state will test this knowledge. They will test your knowledge through questions. The material you learn will be reworked by a test developer to come at the knowledge from several different angles. Some students will be able to anticipate these twists and turns, and others cannot. The best way to gain a skill of anticipating how the basic material you learn will be presented in a different manner of questions is to practice answering questions about the material you learned. The more questions you try to answer, the better you will be able to answer them in the state exam. So, answer the questions online after you have studied the chapter. Also, it is recommended that you purchase the sample test from AMP, which is available at www.realestatesehulchicago.com/AMP-test. To get a better feel of the way the questions are stated in the state exam, general structure of the questions, multiple choice questions. The questions on the exam for the Illinois Real Estate Broker License are multiple choice. This is an advantage for the person taking the exam because the answer is provided for each question. As a result, reasonably intense study will provide enough familiarity with this material to answer a large number of questions without having to commit all the material to memory. The answer will be available in the list of possible answers. Memory tests knowledge of definitions, the meaning of words and phrases used in real estate. This material has to be memorized. Shortlists are prime targets for this type of question, so they should be memorized. Definitions of concepts that can result in a single word or phrase answer are also prime targets. These questions should be answered in the first read-through of the state exam. Analysis. These are more complicated questions. They involve relating several concepts to come up with an answer. They should be done only in the second or third read-through of the state exam. They should be read slowly and carefully when answering the questions at the end of each chapter of this book and while taking the state exam. Application. They will take a word or phrase and ask where it is used or how it is used in real estate transactions. They may also ask where the concept is carried out in real life. Common traps. Many students read the questions too quickly and do not notice some keywords which change the meaning of the question radically. Here are a few examples. Except. Not. Several answers seem alike, but only a word or two differentiate them. Best answer. Several answers seem to be applicable, but one is the best. Which is true? Which is false? Which of the following is true means there are three wrong answers and one true answer. What is the difference? What do they have in common? Most likely. In all of these situations, it takes a careful and slow reading of the question to spot the traps or items that have to be taken into consideration, which are not apparent in a quick reading of the question. These questions should never be answered in the first sweep through the exam. The state broker exam is designed for the average person to pass. The state spends considerable time developing questions that are not too hard or too simple. Some questions do not count toward your score, but are being evaluated for use in future exams. Since there is no way to know which questions are not counted, it's important to answer every question on the exam.